Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening once again to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. I want to start off here just by letting you know that we're having a sale on everything in our catalog. Now, if it's not in our catalog, it's not on sale. Don't call. Don't ask. I'm going to say this again. If it's not in our information pack, in our catalog, it's not on sale. Veritas is the only thing in our information pack that is not on sale that's in that pack, okay? Veritas is not on sale, and everything else that is not listed in our catalog, in our information pack, is on sale. So I'm going to give you some prices. If you have a pen and paper, you should never listen to this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, without pen and paper. Well, I thought something was wrong there. Once again, I had the wrong button pushed. I'll get used to all this new equipment eventually, folks. If you have a pen and paper, you can write down these prices. If you've been waiting to purchase anything in our catalog, we're getting ready to redo our catalog. We're gonna get rid of some of these things. Some of these things, we only have a few left, and we're not going to offer anymore. So pretty soon, we're going to be closing out all of our 1995 tapes. The masters will be retired. We do that every year. We retire the masters for the old year. So pay attention, folks. And if you want something, and this sale will last exactly 2 weeks. And your order must be postmarked within the 2 weeks. So this sale will end with all letters postmarked on the Monday, 2 weeks from today. Everybody understand that? If your order is postmarked Tuesday after 2 weeks from today, we will not honor the sale. So make sure that you get your orders postmarked within the next 2 weeks. Again, the sale ends 2 weeks from tonight. Okay, so it will end on that Monday, 2 weeks from now. All orders must be postmarked within that period. It's a 20% off sale on everything. Okay? Let me see here. For my book, Behold a Pale Horse, instead of $25 postpaid for CAGI members, it's $20 postpaid. If you're a CAGI member or an IS member, that's Intelligence Service member, it's $20 postpaid. All others, $24 postpaid. That's all others, $24 postpaid. Annie, I don't understand your shipping. Come here, please. Annie? I don't understand your shipping and handling here. Where is it? Just hold on, folks. I want to make sure I give you the right prices. Yeah. You didn't say that was for the book. Okay. For the book. And this is for the book only, right?
For everything.
For what do you mean for everything? It's not for tapes.
No, not for audio tapes.
Then what is it for?
For the book and the...
Here, I'll do this tomorrow night. Get that off. Never mind, folks. I'm not going to give you stuff if it's not clear to me. I know it's not going to be clear to you. So I'll just give it to you tomorrow night. It just wasn't clear to me what the shipping and handling was for foreign orders and a few other things. So I'll give you the sale prices tomorrow night. I'll sit down with Annie and we'll go over it and we'll make sure that it's all right for you guys. Okay? Now, later on in the broadcast, I'm going to take calls, but right now, I got something to say here. I have a friend. I don't agree with everything this friend says or does, but nevertheless, he's a friend. He's also a good, honest man who's doing what he believes is right. And a lot of what he's doing, I also believe is right. He has taken a stance for the truth in his religion. And I'm a man who has taken a stance for the truth. And I know that once you take a stance for the truth, you will be viciously attacked and destroyed if they can destroy you. Many people have tried to destroy me, and they still try it. And we have been knocked way down and punished and tortured, and I've been physically injured badly on several occasions. So I know the cost of telling the truth to any honest man who has the guts to stand up and do it. And the same thing that has happened to me throughout my life is now happening to my friend. And I'm speaking specifically about Mr. Tex Mars. I have told you on this broadcast many times that if Jesus were to return to this earth today, he would not recognize, nor approve of, nor enter into any of the established organizations that call themselves Christian churches under any circumstances. He just wouldn't do it. They don't even teach anything, even closely resembling what Jesus tried to teach us. They don't practice even what they preach. It's pathetic. Tex Mars took a stand to tell the truth about what was happening within the Christian church and within the Christian religion. Now again, let me state clearly, I don't agree with all of the things that Tex Mars teaches. But I don't agree with all of the things that anybody teaches, and all of you don't either. Many of you don't agree with what I do on this broadcast. But you do know one thing about me. You know that you never have to wonder where I stand. You know that I'm always going to tell you the truth as I know it, as well as I know it, and I'm going to source it and document it for you. And you may not like the manner that I do it. You may not like my personality. You may not like a lot of things, but you know that about me. And I know the same thing about Tex Mars. So I don't have to agree with everything that he teaches or everything that he says to help this man, because I know that he's a good man. And I know that he would never do anything to hurt anyone upon the face of this earth ever. I know that about him. I know that if I ask him something, he's going to tell me the truth as well as he knows it. And he's going to back it up. And he's going to source it. And he's going to document it for me. And if it's in the Bible, he'll break out the Bible and he'll show me the passages. I know this about the man. And I'm not doing this because Tex Mars is a Christian either. You see, I have many friends who are honest, true, and truthful men and women whom I would do the same thing for should they be in a situation where they needed it. So it has nothing to do with anything other than this is a good man who is an honest man who is trying to tell the truth about what he is particularly involved in. And people are trying to destroy him because of it. And so I want to try and help him. And if you can find it in your heart, I want you to do the same thing. Now I'm going to read to you what he sent me here. He says that soon after Wanda and I founded Living Truth Ministries, my books climbed to the very top of the Christian bestsellers list, and I know that to be absolute fact. The largest television and radio programs invited me to speak to their huge audiences, but the men who controlled these giant organizations warned me not to expose evil and corruption within Christian ranks. If you do, they threaten, you will be blacklisted and shunned. Bookstores will stop selling your books. Your ministry will be finished. That's a direct quote, ladies and gentlemen. And I know who said that. Soon afterwards, a large Catholic group invited me to speak. We'll sell thousands of copies of your books, they boasted. But there was a catch. I was told that I had to change my teachings and publicly accept the Vatican's doctrines about the apparitions of Mary. I refused. And they withdrew their invitation for me to speak. Next, Paul and Jan Crouch's Trinity Broadcasting Network, which I have told you many times, are not telling you the truth about Christianity or about Jesus Christ or his teachings. I have told you that. Next, Paul and Jan Crouch's Trinity Broadcasting Network, TBN, informed me that I could not appear on that network again unless I agreed not to negatively mention the names of other Christian leaders. I refused, and they too withdrew their invitations. Same thing has happened to me. I'm not supposed to say anything bad about the so-called patriot leaders that I know are teaching you bad things, are wrong things, or are working directly for the enemy and the promotion of the Hegelian dialectic. So I know what Tex is going through here. Same thing happens to me. I get letters from a lot of you who don't know your, you know what, from a hole in the ground, wanting to know, why can't all you guys just get along? Because, ladies and gentlemen, I will not accept dishonesty. I will not accept people who tell you lies. I will not let people that I know are Trojan horses working for our enemies mislead you. If you all were to turn against me, I would still speak the truth. And Tex Mars is the same way. I respect him and love him for that. For the truth is more valuable than anything. Seek ye the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Nothing else will do it. Nothing else will do it. No fantasy land, no dreams, not following something because it sounds good. But the truth. He goes on, many of the men who delight in calling themselves prophecy teachers and who prosper from so-called prophecy conferences held around the nation also invited me to their galas. But they too privately warned me not to expose the heresies and corruption within the official Christian establishment. I also was forbidden to openly defend the King James Bible. Jack Van Imp, in particular, grew angry because of my exposure of his involvement in Roman Catholicism. The Trinity Broadcast Network prophecy teacher sent me a hot and angry letter reminding me that his ministry had sold many thousands of copies of my books. The bottom line? He would never again offer my books. Tex Mars was to be punished because he had fearlessly told the truth. Standing firm for truth against error and heresy will cost you, ladies and gentlemen. It has cost me. It has cost Tex Mars. It has cost every man or woman who has ever, ever done it in the entire history of the world. They used to burn people like us at the stake. They used to chop off our heads and impale them on pikes at the city gates. Tex Mars, his ministry, has lost literally hundreds of thousands of dollars in book sales. He has been repeatedly lied about and smeared. And he does not regret even one tiny bit. In fact, this is what he says. Quote, I am thrilled at the tremendous opportunity God has given us to spread the word of truth. As our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ so magnificently put it, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? He goes on to say, in fact, I have found that with each stand I have taken against the corrupt giants of official Christendom, I have received incredible spiritual blessings. That's not all. Faithful men and women in smaller ministries and many good Christian lay people have drawn even closer to me, encouraging me, praying for me. I thank God for their loyalty and discernment. Now, folks, what I would like for you to do is write to Tex, ask for a copy of his newsletter, Flashpoint. And I also have in my hand his new book. It's called Circle of Intrigue. He sent me a copy, as he always does, and he autographed it for me. Bill, all God's best, Tex Mars, Daniel chapter 12, verse 10. This book is about the hidden inner circle of the global Illuminati conspiracy. In this book, Tex has independently, through his own means, verified everything that I have ever been teaching you in my whole life. I only disagree with a couple of things in this book, and they're minor things, so they're not even worth mentioning. If you can find it in your heart to help support Tex Mars' ministry, because he's a good, honest, truthful man, if for nothing else, please send him a donation of $15 and ask for his book, Circle of Intrigue. If you don't have any money, just write him a letter. Ask for his newsletter, Flashpoint. He'll send that to you for free. But folks, he's not going to be able to operate very much longer if he doesn't get some support, because he's been blackballed by all of these people who are lying to you and leading you down the primrose path into a new world order, under a one-world religion headed by the Pope in Rome. I wonder how many of you can still spell protest ant. Protestant. I wonder how many of you really want to be ruled by a man who has openly stated, don't go to God for forgiveness, come to me. The Pope said that. How would you like to be ruled by a church that has literally changed what has been handed down through to us through the ages as the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments? Changed the commandments of God. Now, if you don't believe it, you look in the original Old Testament, what is called the Torah in the Jewish religion, at the original Ten Commandments handed to Moses by God, and compare that with the Ten Commandments written and dictated by the Catholic Church, by the Vatican. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not railing against Catholics. I know there are many good Catholics, many good Mormons, many good Jewish people, many good Christians. I even know a lot of good atheists, believe it or not, who would never hurt anybody in their life, don't want to hurt anybody. They live in this nation, they love it, because this is the land of freedom. Freedom. Where as long as you're not hurting the person or property of another person, it's nobody's business what you believe or what you worship. And that's the truth. So here's the address for Tex Mars. Ladies and gentlemen, please help him out. And when I do things for people I don't like, the only reason I'm doing it over the air is because I can reach a great number of listeners. Please don't write Tex Mars and tell him that I ask you to do this. I want you to do it out of the goodness of your heart, if you do it at all. This is the address, Living Truth Ministries. Living Truth Ministries. And remember, if you want Circle of Intrigue, and this is a fantastic book. It's over 300 pages. Send a donation of $15 and ask for Circle of Intrigue. If you'd just like to make a donation, send a dollar or two. If you'd like a copy of his newsletter, write and ask him for it. But write to Living Truth Ministries, 1708 Patterson Road, 1708 Patterson Road. Once again, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin. That's Austin, Texas. All you guys can remember Austin, Texas, and if you forget, don't worry. All they look at is the zip code anyway. Once it gets there, then they look at the street address. They never look at the city or state. The zip is 78733. 78733. That's Living Truth Ministries, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. We're going to open the phones and take calls, ladies and gentlemen. For all you new listeners and those of you who have not written down the number, it's 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. Good evening, Mr. Cooper. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Can you speak louder, please?
Yes, Mr. Cooper. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
How are you?
Very good, sir. How are you doing?
Good.
Mr. Cooper, I've been listening to your radio station, your radio program now for probably 3 to 4 weeks now. You have a lot of interesting topics that you have discussed, particularly on the Illuminati, on Freemasonry and the New World Order. And I would like to offer a suggestion to you, Mr. Cooper. I am a Roman Catholic, and I don't particularly agree with some of the things that you have said about the Roman Catholic Church, but I would like to say one thing. Mr. Cooper, I am a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And I believe in the times that we're living in right now, people like yourself and I, we need to join together. We need to work side by side. We need to feed the hungry. We need to clothe the naked. I mean, we need to bring Jesus Christ to this world, because this world is lacking love in the most serious way. And I would like to offer an opportunity to you. I would like to come down sometime and evangelize with you. You know, work with you.
This is one of my pet peeves. Number one, we're not all ever going to come together for a long time. Ultimately, I think we will. I think we have to. I think the world will ultimately come together as one, and I believe that the Bible talks about that, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, sir.
In fact, all the religions on this earth have a story about at some future date there'll be a great chaos, if you will, and then a coming together of all of the people.
That is correct.
But it's not going to happen today. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen next year. In fact, it's not going to happen in 100 years. People are basically flawed. They're selfish. They're bigoted. They're tempted. They have egos that need to be stroked. If they're not treated right when they're young, they have a tremendous sense of insecurity, and they have to constantly draw attention to themselves. And in doing that, sometimes they make up stories and cause situations that hurt other people. Now, we should all strive to make ourselves better and to slowly chip away at these differences. If we try to take too big of a chunk out of this, we're going to hurt people. People have a right to be different. They have a right to believe what they want. I have no problem with what you believe.
Right. Well, what I'm saying...
But you should have no problem with what I believe, and there should be no reason, unless I ask you, that you would ever even desire to come and evangelize to me.
Well, no, I'm not asking... No, I'm not asking to come to evangelize to you, Mr. Cooper. I'm asking to come down to where you're broadcasting from, wherever you're based out of, and to go out to a shelter and to feed the hungry, to talk to those people who have no place to live. I'm not talking about coming to evangelize to you.
Well, I'm sorry. I misunderstood then, because that's what you said.
Oh, no. I'm saying you and I joining together and witnessing Jesus Christ to other people in 1 Corinthians...
Well, you see, that's... I don't do that.
Well,
Jesus Christ did not do that.
Jesus Christ witnessed to the truth.
Jesus Christ went out and he taught whoever wanted to come and listen. He did not go out and try to capture audiences or try to get people in shelters that were poor, and because they were poor and they had to be there and couldn't leave, listen to him. He didn't do those things. And if somebody passed by, he didn't yell after them and tell them they were going to hell because they didn't stop and listen to him.
Right. Well, what I'm trying to say, Mr. Cooper, is the solution to the world's problems is simple, but yet it's so difficult.
Yes, it is extremely simple and extremely difficult, and it is the nature of man that makes it difficult, nothing else.
And it's the lack of love. Love is patient. Love is kind.
But you have to understand that love doesn't come easy.
No,
love is a product of your entire life. Some people cannot love. Things have happened to them in their life that has made them cold and hard, and they can't love. What are you going to do with those people?
You could be kind to them. You could be merciful to them.
I already am. They slap me in the face. They knock me down. They kick me. They send me letters full of such filth and hate you can't even imagine it.
Right. I mean, in the end, there are 3 things: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. And I think that's the most important thing that the world needs right now. And the best thing that we can do is witness to.
Well, I've got to tell you this: what the world needs more than anything right now, in my estimation, and I might be wrong, but so far I don't think I am, is truth.
Truth
about all things. About everything. And the first thing that people have to be willing to be truthful about is themselves. I've got to let you go because I've had you on longer than I normally ever have any callers.
But Mr. Cooper, I appreciate your time, and God bless you. I'll be praying for you.
Thank you for calling, and thank you for your prayers. I always need and appreciate those.
I will do that.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
520-333-4578. Folks, the solution to the world's problems are just not that simple. And they never will be for a long, long time. We come from too far apart, all of us. Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper, thank you for mentioning Tex Mars. I have corresponded with him, and I do believe he is a man of integrity. You at least have to admire anyone who replies with a 3-page handwritten letter.
Oh, absolutely.
For the sake of Tex, and the reason I'm basically calling...